Thank you for listening to this message from Valley Bible Fellowship. It is our sincere prayer that you're richly blessed through the ministry of the Word. For more information about VBF, visit our website at vbf.org.
Man, the worship team did amazing for her. Thank you, Tom, Chelsea, team. You guys are awesome. Praise God. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope well. I was just talking to Gennaro back then. He spoke to me. Like, I don't know about some of you. Like, Israel, to me, Israel's really heavy on my heart. I've been blessed to be able to go to Israel twice. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I think today I was just watching too much. It seemed like I was getting overwhelmed. And I like what Gennaro said. Discernment our fear. It can seem similar sometimes, but what we don't want to happen is allow fear to grip our lives and anything what's taking place in our country, and that can happen. And I remember during the pandemic, one time it happened to me. I was just driving. I was just like, man, you know when you couldn't touch nothing, they said you'd die, right? It's like, man, I don't know what to do. I'm about to go to the grocery store and probably die getting a loaf of bread, right? So I didn't know, and I remember I just got. This fear came upon me, but then I said, you know what, God? You know, give me a spirit of fear. I had to say that. I'm like, I took off the latex gloves, my 5 mask, and everything. I said, God, you don't give me a spirit of fear. I'm being honest. I had that moment, and it felt like I had that moment today. And it's probably, I'll be honest with you, because I've been to Israel. And I had a couple people ask me this question. They said, Pastor Al, tell me a little bit more about Israel. There are more some new believers. And if you are a Bible reader, you'll see Israel, you see Jerusalem, you see a lot of stuff in the Bible of how that's the Holy Land. And I told these couple people, I told them, I made it real simple. I go, just think of it like this for right now. It's the birthplace of our Savior. It's the Holy Land where our Savior rose from the dead. Keep praying for Israel. Keep praying for all the innocent people that are being hurt. And I have a verse here. I want them to bring that up and just bring that verse up, please. Do you hear me in the back? Bring the verse up. Psalms 122. Thank you. Listen to this. They always get me like that for some reason. Pray. Listen to this. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Next verse. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Ain't that beautiful? For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will say, may peace be with you. I love that. Next verse, watch this verse. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Let's just pray right now. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. God, we lift up Israel. We lift up all even the innocent. There's so many innocent people that are being hurt, Lord. We pray for them, God. We just ask that you keep our hearts pure, God, to protect us from areas that we just don't even say something wrong, God, that we just keep seeking you through this, Lord. And we thank you, God, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you speak to all of us in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Real quick, Proverbs 17:22. I didn't give it to them in the back. It's a joyful heart is good like medicine. There's a one translation. It's talking about laughter. It's good like medicine. Don't be so uptight sometimes is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes we come in here just like, hey, too serious. Laughs. If you hang out with me most of the day, I'm probably going to make fun of you at least 5 times. That's just me. But I'm being honest. But when it comes to the things of the Lord, oh, man. Serious. Like today I was ironing my shirt. I was just about to come, and my granddaughter, Samaya, she goes, Papa, what are you doing? I go, I'm about to go tell somebody about Jesus. She said, can you tell them about me too? I said, okay, I'll tell them about you. And I just started laughing. Praise God. Ephesians 4:25, right where Tom left off on Ephesians 4:24. Here's what I pray, that you came in here today with an open heart. You might not know Jesus. I pray you leave here with Jesus. You might came in here, been serving God your whole life, and just you're not there where you used to be. I pray you leave here with where you used to be. I pray that you today, this is a place that we're all coming together to hear God. Some of you have already heard God through worship, and now you're just rejoicing. So I just pray that God's word speaks to you. We're going to look at this verse, Ephesians 4:25. Listen to this. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth. I'm going to stop right there real quick. Speak truth. Speak truth. Do you know you got to know truth to speak truth? You got to know truth to speak truth. I remember when I didn't know truth and I would try to speak truth, and then I'd get myself in a very bad situation. And you know what I'm talking, especially when you first get saved. We don't know the word of God. That's why I encourage you. It's pretty interesting. I've been talking to a lot of people. They don't read their Bible, and it questions me sometimes. Because I remember when I first got born again and saved, I couldn't put it down. I couldn't stop reading. I couldn't stop wanting to know the truth. What does God think about me? What does he say about me? What has he done for me? But I love what it says. It says laying aside falsehood, like just false truth and lying. Speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor. And we know our neighbor's everyone around us. But I'll be honest, if you don't know the truth, it's going to be very, very hard for you guys to tell somebody about Jesus. Because you probably don't believe in what you're saying anyway. So it's very, very important to understand what the truth is. I put right here, what is the definition of truth? Real things, events, facts. This book ain't just a made-up story. This is facts. This is historical facts. And trust me, those that have been to Israel, when we go there, we're in awe. Because we're at a place where it's historical facts that Jesus, our Savior, walked in some of these places. I put right here, truth is not a matter of personal opinion or preference. You ever hear that? This is what I think. Well, I don't care what you think if it doesn't say it in the Word of God. I get that all the time. But this is what I feel. Well, what does the Bible say? Does the Word of God make it clear what you're saying? Then that's truth. I put right here, you ever heard that statement, there are some truth to that? Guess what that means? It's not true. Not when it comes to the gospel. There's no way. Well, there's some truth to it. No, absolutely not. If there's not full truth to it, then I'm sorry to tell you, it's not the gospel. Listen to what Jesus says in John 14:6. Here's a truth right here. Jesus answered, I am the way and the what? The truth and the life. And I love this statement. No one comes. I'm going to stay right there. I'm sorry to break it to some of you that think there's another way. There's no other way. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ and somebody else is trying to tell you something different, Jesus is making it crystal clear. He goes, I'm the way, the truth, and I am the life. And no one comes to a Father except through him. So if you don't know that verse, you write that verse down, because guess what? Now you know some truth here. That there's no other way. But Pastor Al, what about all these people that don't know Jesus? You better start praying for them and telling them about Jesus. Well, Pastor Al, what about that jungle or that country? You better pray that God might put you to be a missionary and go there. This is God we're talking about. Jesus makes it crystal clear, and he makes it out of love. And he reminds, what if he didn't have a verse? What if we didn't have a verse like that and we didn't know? He made it clear. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. So I encourage you, if you might be a visitor and you don't know Jesus, I just got a verse for you. He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And he will give you life. Listen to this verse right here. 2 Timothy 4. Listen to this. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Next verse, please. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they suit their own desires. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Next verse, please. They will turn their ears away from the what? From the truth, and turn aside to myths, to lies. That happens so much to followers of Christ. We start hearing something that it sounds good though, Pastor. Pastor, you don't understand, but it feels good. But does it line up with the Word of God? I don't care how it feels. I don't care how it sounds. Does it say it in the Scripture? Does it make it clear? But I think there's another way. Well, then, I don't know what way you're going. Because Jesus made it clear. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So that was Scripture. That was Scripture that people will get to a place. And you know, you want to know how you get to that place? You stop drawing near to God. That's how you get to that place. You start hanging around with people that are far from God, and they start saying these things, and you know what starts happening to you? Little by little, your foundation in Christ gets weaker and weaker, and you just start believing in lies. The Bible said that they started believing lies. They started believing that there might be another way. They start believing that serving God was about feelings all the time and emotions all the time, right? No. You know what serving God's about? It's about the truth. It's about what he tells us. Look at in John 8, 31, 32. Listen to this. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then, listen to this, then you will know the truth. And I hope this speaks to somebody. And the truth will set you, what? Free. It will set you free from areas in your life that you ain't been set free from. When you come to Jesus, when you understand who he is, he makes it crystal clear that he will set you free. I don't care what it is. You come up to this altar, you during worship, you raise those hands and you quote this verse. Lord, your word says that if I just trust in you, that you can set me free. That's truth right there. When you come to Jesus, you can leave here free. Give God some praise in this house. He will set you free. He will set you free. I'll put a few PowerPoints right here in truth. Number one PowerPoint I put right here. Jesus died for our sins. Guess what that is? That's a truth. There's nobody else died for you. Jesus did. That's a truth. I'll put number two. Jesus rose from the grave. Guess what? That's a truth. He said, speak to one another in truth. That's a truth right there. Number three, please. God loves us unconditionally. And I know I say the same thing all the time. Some of us never experienced God's love, so we still think God's love is like the people that love you around you, that love you one day and don't love you the next. Give God a chance. Let his love take over your life. Look at number four. Truth that we will go through trials. Don't ever let no one tell you, oh, just get saved and born again. Oh, my God, how life's going to be amazing. You ever get that before? I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to serve the Lord. Next thing you know, everything goes up. That's truth right there. That you're going to go through something. You live long enough, you're going to go through something. If you ain't lost a loved one, you will. If you've never got sick, I'm sorry, one day you might. If you've never been broke before, it can happen. If you've never lost something in your life before, guess what? It happens. Welcome to life. But if you build a firm foundation in the truth that will set you free, I promise you, you'll still be serving God. I promise you, you'll still be able to walk in here and give God some praise. When you understand that we will go through stuff in life, but he says, find a great joy when you go through various trials and tribulations in your life. I'll put right here, number five, truth that we reap what we sow. It's like earlier, you guys were sowing your offerings and your tithe. God got to bless you. He will. That's his word. But if you're out there sowing seed in areas in your life, guess what? You're going to reap what you sow. That's Bible. That's the truth. Some of you are wondering why you're in some of your situations. It probably ain't even the devil. It's yourself putting yourself in those situations. And what happens? We reap what we sow. That's a biblical principle right there. We reap what we sow. You know what else is the truth? I didn't put it here. God's peace is the truth. I prayed that today. I go, you know what, Lord? I feel a little fear coming upon me. God, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your peace, God. Comfort me. Give me that boldness. Come on. I had to speak to myself. I seen myself getting a little fearful and what's going on. I said, I stopped the car right there. I said, you know what? I'll put some worship music on because I know the truth and I know the truth will set me free. The truth, here's another one, is the truth that God will send the Holy Spirit inside of you to guide you, to lead you, to give you wisdom, to give you direction, to give you purpose. That's truth. And when you know the truth, that's what sets you free, when you know that kind of truth. God will speak to you today in this service. That's truth. He's alive and he's living inside of you today when you receive him. That's truth. Do we understand what truth is? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Look at verse 26. Listen to this. Oh, we're going to like this one. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Keep that verse up there for a second. In your anger, you know what the Bible's not telling us? Not to be angry. Did you notice that? I would open up, never be angry. He says, no, in your anger, don't sin. There is a difference. I don't know if you've ever heard of righteous anger or unrighteous anger. Listen to this. Righteous anger seeks restoration. Listen to this, though. Unrighteous anger seeks destruction. And we've all been there. Some of you right now, you came in here mad, you'll leave mad. You got to learn to give that to God. He said, and there's a reason. You know why he says, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry? Next Bible verse, listen to this. Why? He tells us. Next verse, please. Listen, no, next verse for Ephesians. There it is. And do not give the what? The devil a what? A foothold. Do you know that's why? He's telling us. He's making it clear to all of us right now. To not be angry. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, the Bible says. You know why? Because if you do, guess what happens? You give the devil a foothold in your life. He'll start tormenting you. He starts giving you temptations that you didn't have before. And he goes on and on, and he wants us to go. He wants you to leave here angry. You know he wants you to leave here mad. He wants you to leave here angry at your spouse, angry with your kids, angry with your work. But he's trying to protect us by saying, don't let that sun go down on you. And guess what? Today, it's an amazing day for somebody, and I'm speaking to somebody today, that you have an opportunity today not to leave here like that. You have an opportunity today to say, you know what, God, protect my heart, Lord. Protect my heart. Protect my eyes, God. Listen to this. I put this right here. Does not become out of control with rage or violence. That's unrighteous anger. Unrighteous anger is rooted in the desire to protect what we value. See, Jesus, a lot of people go, well, Jesus, we can't be selfish. No, Jesus went into the temple because they were defiling God. They were disrespecting God in a whole different way. Their hearts were wrong in what they were doing. And you know why he had a righteous anger? Because you know why they were defiling God? David, King David, he wasn't excited cutting Goliath's head. He had a righteous anger. You know why? Because he was talking down about his God. See the difference there? Some of us, we're just in here angry because somebody said something mean to us or somebody cut us off on the way to church. That's why we're angry. Listen to this. I put this. I hope this speaks to somebody. Anger is a powerful emotion that often causes great damage. It fuels our inner person to bitterness, shuts down communication, and breaks so many relationships. Anger, just anger. Bitterness, anger, strife. Listen to this, James 1, 19 through 20. Listen to this. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to what? Listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce righteousness that God desires. He's saying you gotta be slow to speak, some of you. Because anger will destroy our lives. Listen to what I put right here. Sometimes you can't help how you feel, but you can help how you behave. How is that? By God. By making sure that the Lord is the center of this. Because here's what happens when you let the sun go down on you. Listen, you create bitterness. You create unforgiveness, sickness. You become violent. You become consumed by anger. It consumes your life and you think it's right. I've shared with you guys many times up here when that thing took place with my brother. It wasn't a righteous anger. But you know what I did? I came up to the altar. I says, God, I pray that that whole person, his family, dies. That's the anger I had, God, and I know this doesn't please you. I give it to you. And some of you today, you're going to have to come to this altar and say, Lord, I can't leave here. With that, I know some of you have been hurt when you were younger and so many things took place in your life, but you can't leave here allowing the enemy to get a stronghold in your life. You can't leave here allowing Satan to destroy you. I put a few things right here. Listen to this. When it says, do not give the devil a foothold, you know what it means? It says, does not give the devil an opportunity in another translation. Don't give him an opportunity. Don't give him an inch. Because here's what will happen. He will tempt you. He will rob you of your peace. He will cause you to have dark thoughts. He will distract you from God. He will remind you that God didn't do anything for you. But here's what the Bible teaches us. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Today, anger is just, I'm just going to stare right here. He says, be angry, but do not sin. There is a righteous anger. There's a time that I was angry in a righteous way over Israel, of these people, innocent people getting killed. And I just started crying out to God. I started praying and interceding for the people of Israel and all the innocent people. But you know what could have happened? I could have got bitter. I could have got hatred. And what takes place? I start making poor decisions in my life. And guess what really happens? Everyone around you, your kids, your family, your coworkers, guess what? They have to suffer. Then guess what? They do not see the truth that lives inside of you. That's why it's important. I'm going to call up Tom and Chelsea today. I told them I'm not going to be long because I want God to do something in your life. I want you today, we're going to worship. And if in a group like this, don't leave here with anger, with bitterness, with emptiness, with pain. You come up here and you allow the truth of God to set you free. You come in here and let me tell you guys, we are so blessed. Look around us. We are beyond blessed. Let's not take advantage of it, but let's be grateful for it. Let's be grateful for God's truth and his love. Let's be grateful that God today can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Let's be grateful that God can love us unconditionally. Let's be grateful that the Bible makes it clear that we know the right way, and it's Jesus. Give God some praise. That's the God that wants to set you free today. That's the God that when he says, whoever the Son sets free, he's free indeed. That's the Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. Now, tomorrow you might not even make it. Tomorrow you might not even make it an hour. Leave here knowing that you're right with Jesus. Leave here knowing that you gave him a try. You gave him a chance to come into your life and live inside of you. I know some of you are hurting. I know some of your past life that, you should, it might feel like you deserve to be angry, but no, God wants to set you free today. Let's give God some praise. Go ahead, Tom. I'm going to come back up.
that out. Yes, Lord.
God, some praise. You are set free. You are set free. That's the truth from the Bible. You are set free. I'm going to pray right now, and we're going to just believe in that God is going to do something in your life. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you for your truth, Lord. I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is drawing people to you today, God. If there's anybody today, Lord, that wants to give their life to you, Lord, they're just going to come to this altar with our prayer team. If there's anybody today, God, that subject, anger, that they still don't know what to do, they need to be at this altar, God, getting prayed for, God. If there's anybody here today, sick in body, you should be at this altar being prayed for right now. And we're going to believe in God to do a miracle. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I pray that your word spoke to all of us today, that we know some truth. And one of the truth is that we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Give God some praise. God bless you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has ministered to your heart. If you don't already have a church you call home, we invite you to join us at Valley Bible Fellowship for worship, Bible study, fellowship, and more. We're at 2300 East Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, near Mount Vernon and Freeway 58. Reach us by phone at 661-325-2251 or visit our website at vbf.org. Give us our care.